Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Kadeem, how would you describe your running style and what allowed you to be so productive the last two seasons?
I would definitely say my running style is it's hungry, it's aggressive, it's fighting every yard for my team, and every down is, I mean, meaningful for me.
Kadeem, you didn't know that you were getting picked till you saw it on TV, right? And what was that like, especially after waiting yesterday and part of today?
That was big. You know, I mean, I had a workout late with the Chicago Bears, and I was just hoping that went far. And they believed in me, and they put me on the board, and they saw all of the things in me. So, I mean, every time they came up late, especially in this fourth, I was looking hard, and name popped up, and my head just went 100 miles per hour, and, I mean, it was just so crazy.
Kadeem, what do you know about Matt Forte, and how do you think your skill set will work with him in the Bears' backfield?
Oh, it's going to work, definitely, because he's the man. I mean, Matt Forte, he had to run that football, and me being a youngster and being a rookie, I get to have the opportunity to play behind him and learn off a great running back, and just the history behind the running backs for Chicago Bears is so great. So, I mean, I feel honored just to be a running back at the Chicago Bears team. I love it.
Kadeem, there was a couple of high-profile incidents involving you. What is the status, or what's the situation with those, and how much do you think those affected your draft status?
Off the field activities, that's something I can't control. But that's something I can learn from and improve and, you know, grow as a young man. And it could definitely hurt me. Who knows? I wasn't in the GM office to see what they were going through. But, I mean, I'm just happy I landed where I'm at, and it happened for a reason. And I'm just blessed to be a Bear.
How is the off-the-field stuff something you can't control?
I mean, because it's in the past. It's something you just had to learn from and go through it. And if you don't go through it, you won't learn from the experience. As long as you learn from it and grow to be a young man and, you know, put it behind you and don't make the same mistakes, I feel like you'll be okay. I mean, I'm given a second chance with the Chicago Bears, and I'm excited.
Were you surprised that the running backs took so long to go off the board, and what was that like for you to watch that happen?
I'm surprised. I mean, I wanted to see it proven. Because I know this draft class was great backs. It had good backs in there. I was happy for Bishop being the first because he deserved it. You know, he's a great kid. So as soon as he got off the mat, then I was like, okay, at least we got some running backs going. Hopefully I can get called.
Kadeem, how did Rich Rod's offense prepare you for the NFL? And was there concern at all that kind of what you guys did is a little different than what they do at the next level?
Well, he prepared me just being a smart running back. I mean, I do have a lot of talent, but what makes me is being in the film room, being smart, and learning and knowing football. So Rich Rod is a smart offensive schemer. He knows how to break down defenses, and that's one thing I rubbed off from him. And, Chicago Bears go 78% spread and shotgun. So, I mean, I feel like I translate to that perfect. And that's exactly why I think they picked me.
When you look at some of the running backs in the NFL, who's someone maybe who you see a little bit of yourself in terms of your running style?
I definitely say Frank Gore, too. I just looked at him yesterday and compared myself to him. He runs hard. He doesn't have the fastest 40, but he makes big plays. He fights every down. So, yeah, definitely him.
Kadeem, in the pre-draft process, when teams asked you about that domestic violence charge, what did you explain to them about that specific incident?
I told them the truth because, as you guys are going to know me over these years, I'm a great outgoing, love kids, great-hearted person, and will never, ever do anything to harm people. I mean, I'm a loveful cat, and I just had to keep my head up, and, you know, they were just saying, basically, asking the same question. Well, what happened? I just explained the story, how it was, and, I mean, it wasn't a big story. It was nothing to explain, really.
How much homework have you done on the Bears' offense? Sounds like you know more than just about Matt Forte, but about the offense as a whole.
Well, I know we have a lot of talent, a lot of hard workers on the team. And decided to work out with the Bears, and they put me up on the board and asked me and telling me to remember their plays. Not a lot. I know they run shotgun, and I know that is going to be interesting. It's going to come fast for me, but it's how I handle it, and it's how I'll be in a film room trying to get better.
Kadeem, how disappointed were you to fall all the way into the fourth round, and will you come in with something to prove?
Definitely. Being from Arizona, that's why I feel like I run hungry, because I feel like I always have something to prove. And disappointment or fall in the fourth, it just reflects on yourself. I mean, as long as you look at it and carry it in a good way, it's not bad that I fell in the fourth. I actually think it was a blessing. God has something in plan for me, and he's just showing me the way right now.